Good afternoon. After a frosty and in some cases foggy start to the day, we're seeing a fair amount of sunshine as high pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England. Clouds, though, will be on the increase today as a disturbance heads in from the Great Lakes. Temperatures, though, will still climb and reach afternoon highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. That high pressure center will keep it dry through this evening, so the trick-or-treaters should be fine across most of the region as temperatures settle back into the 40s during the evening hours. That same disturbance could produce a light rain or snow shower tonight as the clouds will continue to increase and thicken. Most of that energy from the Great Lakes, though, will slide off to our south and team up with a storm system along the Atlantic coast. The storm will intensify along the eastern seaboard, then work its way up the coast, but well east of Long Island and Cape Cod through Saturday and Sunday. On this track, most of the precipitation will remain over central and easternmost New England, with interior New York and New England receiving only minor light rain and snow showers tomorrow. Overnight lows will be back into the 30s tonight. Then with the clouds, we'll see a northerly wind flow develop, and temperatures tomorrow will stay in the middle to upper 40s. As that storm system continues to intensify over the Canadian Maritimes on Sunday, the wind will pick up and become gusty. There'll be plenty of clouds around, although some sunshine will come back during the afternoon, and it will be chilly with highs on Sunday only in the mid-40s. High pressure will build back into the region on Monday and keep it dry on Tuesday as well, with a fair amount of sunshine both days. Highs will be around 50 to start the week and into the upper 50s on Tuesday afternoon. A weak front will pass by on Wednesday with a few scattered light rain showers as highs reach the mid-50s, and perhaps a more intense storm coming through on Thursday with a chance of rain and snow and temperatures back into the upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a Pacific storm continues to move inland and snow is likely for the highest elevations of the Sierra Nevada, where winter storm warnings are currently in effect for the possibility of 8 to 14 inches of snow. Winter storm warnings have also been issued for the Smoky Mountains and the Southern Appalachians for tonight. 4 to 8 inches of snow will accumulate in portions of eastern Tennessee and western parts of North Carolina and Virginia by tomorrow morning. The storm system that will produce the snow in the east is also bringing unseasonably cold air to the mid and lower Mississippi Valley. Frost and freeze warnings have been issued all the way down to parts of Mississippi and Alabama. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 12 at Boulder, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with the chance of showers and highs near 50 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low 35, the record high 73 set in 1946, and the record low 18 in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:28 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:49 p.m., 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Cloudy with spotty rain or snow showers tonight, and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with a rain shower possible tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Cloudy with a spotty rain or snow shower tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills and Taconics, also the southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with a rain shower possible tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 50s and temperatures sliding back into the 40s at trick-or-treat time. Cloudy with a rain or snow shower possible tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, cool, scattered rain and snow showers, especially in New England, in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy in the morning Sunday, then some sun, windy and cold in the afternoon, mid-40s. Mostly sunny, 50 on Monday. A mix of sun and clouds, milder upper 50s Tuesday. Mostly cloudy, scattered rain showers Wednesday in the mid-50s. And cloudy with the chance of rain or some snow on Thursday with highs in the 40s. Have a happy and safe Halloween and a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.